This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Top U.S. lawmakers scrambled on Sunday to reach difficult agreements as quickly as possible on a new aid package for the coronavirus-battered economy, a funding bill to avoid a government shutdown, and the defense budget. The current federal budget law expires on December 11th if Congress fails to agree on a new one by that date. American public finances will suddenly dry up. In order to avoid a shutdown, Congress could decide to pass a temporary law for a few days to give itself time between now and Christmas to reach a broad annual agreement on the 2021 budget. Republican and Democratic leaders have indicated that they would like the budget bill to include the next economic aid measures for the coronavirus, which has been the subject of bitter negotiations. Lawmakers have negotiated for months on passing such a bill. They haven't come to terms yet on how much to spend and what to spend it on. Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler debated her Democratic challenger, Reverend Raphael Warnock, on Sunday evening as both prepare for a January runoff election that will decide which party controls the U.S. Senate. Loeffler repeatedly called the political newcomer a radical liberal, while Warnock criticized Loeffler's stock trades after the wealthy businesswoman was appointed a senator a year ago. Each one criticized the other's interpretation of the Christian faith. When asked whether she would accept President Donald Trump's claims that the November election was rigged, Loeffler avoided a yes or no and instead answered, "It's vitally important," this is a quote, "that Georgians trust our election process, and the president has every right to every legal recourse." You can keep up on this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. President Trump says his personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, has tested positive for COVID-19. He's the latest member of the president's inner circle to contract the disease. The 76-year-old former New York City mayor's age puts him in a high-risk category. And the New York Times and ABC report he was hospitalized on Sunday in Washington as the U.S. faces a record surge in coronavirus cases. Giuliani's diagnosis comes after he has been crisscrossing the country, leading the president's effort to undo Joe Biden's victory in the November 3rd presidential election. China's foreign minister called Monday for a steady transition of relations between China and the United States. China's relations with the United States soured during the Trump administration. President-elect Joe Biden takes office in January, offering the two nations a chance to reset their diplomatic relations in the new year. Speaking to a group of business leaders from U.S. firms on Monday, Wang Yi said he hopes and believes U.S. policy on China can eventually, quote, return to objectivity and rationality. Reuters is reporting that the United States is preparing to impose sanctions on at least a dozen Chinese officials over their alleged role in Beijing's disqualification of elected opposition legislators in Hong Kong. The move is expected to target officials from the Chinese Communist Party as President Trump's administration keeps up pressure on Beijing in his final weeks in office. President-elect Joe Biden takes over January 20th. The State Department and the White House have not commented. Reuters said up to 14 people, including officials of China's parliament and the Chinese Communist Party, would likely be targeted by measures such as asset freezes and financial sanctions. New Zealand will release on Tuesday an 800-page Royal Commission report looking into the killing of 51 Muslim worshippers at two mosques in Christchurch in March of 2019. Australian Brenton Tarrant, who expressed white supremacist views and streamed the attack live, was sentenced in August to life imprisonment without parole for New Zealand's worst mass shooting. It was the first time a court in New Zealand has handed down such a sentence. Thousands of people protested and blocked traffic in central London on Sunday over Indian agricultural reforms that have triggered mass demonstrations in India. Police made 13 arrests over breaches of COVID regulations. Tens of thousands of farmers have protested in India against three laws the government says are meant to overhaul antiquated procurement procedures and give growers more options to sell their produce. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.